This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. A recent analysis by the Ohio State student newspaper The Lantern found that male employees at OSU consistently earned more than their female colleagues over the past decade. Lantern reporter and former WOSU intern Aaron Gottsacker wrote the piece. Hey, Aaron, nice to see you again.
Hi, Claire.
Just how big is the gender pay gap at Ohio State?
Our analysis showed that men were earning about $7,800 more than women in 2016. So that's a little bit less than in 2006, when men were earning about $9,000 more than women.
So this is a difference of $8,000 on average.
We did the median. So that's the point where half of men were earning more and half of men were earning less. So we found the median of men's earnings, annual earnings, and the median of women's annual earnings, and then took the difference. And so we did that to account for outliers like Urban Meyer, who is making a lot more than the average Ohio State employee.
Not only did you do this overall look at pay, but you also looked at men and women with equal seniority in several different jobs across the pay spectrum. Where was the gap the largest and where was it the smallest?
So we found that really across society, the pay gap is wider in positions that require more education and more experience. So, for instance, when we looked at the Wexner Medical Center, patient care associates who are charged with tending to patients and assisting nurses, the pay gap there was practically non-existent. You know, men and women were making equal wages. But when we looked at physicians who require a lot more education, the pay gap was a lot more noticeable. So in that position, when you accounted for the amount of hours worked, men were earning about $46,000 more than women. So different fields of medicine pay different amounts. But even when we looked at men and women who started working on the same day in the same area of medicine, we still saw that sometimes there was a gap. So the example that we used in the article was that a man and woman started working with the university in 1990. They were working in the same field, internal medicine, but the woman, even though she was in a higher position, was earning about $20,000 less than the man. So that happened over and over again. It wasn't just a one-time thing, but we did see that among more recent hires, that pay gap is a lot less noticeable, a lot less apparent.
That's an important question. You were looking at data from about a decade, 2006 to 2016. Has this gotten better or worse at OSU over time?
It depends on which area you're looking at. So among full-time workers, the wage gap has gotten narrower. So that's definitely a good sign. But when you look at part-time workers, who especially people who work about 20 hours a week, the pay gap has tripled. So from about $2,000 in 2006 to $6,000 in 2016.
OSU has specifically said that they want to reduce the pay gap. What was their response to your reporting?
So OSU is now a part of a Columbus initiative called the Columbus Commitment, and that's dedicated to improving the gender wage gap across the city. So Ohio State has signed on to that in April, and as part of that, they are working on this compensation and classification redesign. And so they're working to standardize and centralize data from across the university so that when you look at a position coordinator in one department, it's the same as a position coordinator in another department. And when we have that data standardized, it will be easier to compare different employees and make sure that everyone is getting paid an equal wage. And so that'll be completed in about 4 years.
You have to know what the differences are before you can fix them.
Yes.
Aaron Gottsacker reports for the OSU student newspaper, The Lantern. She's a former WOSU student reporter, and she wrote a piece about the gender pay gap at Ohio State. Thanks so much for coming into the studio, Aaron.
Thank you.